Good morning. It is coming up on 8:20, and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have Michelle Putz, who's representing the Sitka Global Warming Group. Tell us about a very interesting new project, a reusable bag library.
Yes, we came up with this idea here recently. We'd love to see people using more reusable bags in Sitka and trying to figure out ways to get there. And the idea came up of essentially starting a library for bags instead of books. So if you could go into the grocery stores, most of the places where you buy most of your stuff, and you walk in, you get a few items, you're like walking out and go, darn it, I forgot my bag. Look, there's a box there. It says I can borrow one. So you borrow a bag, bag up your stuff, take it with you, and the next time you come in, drop off the bag at the bag library so that there's somewhere to go to just borrow one when you need one.
How long have you been forgetting to bring a bag to the supermarket?
Oh, can I say a lot of years? This habit is, I think it's started, it's not finished yet.
I completely understand. A lot of us like to bring tote bags that we've received at conferences, or you can, I know Raven Radio has given away a Chico bag for its pledge drive, and it wraps up really small to take shopping. But even though your intentions are good, sometimes you just can't remember to throw it in the car.
Right, or sometimes it's in the car and you just didn't bring it in with you. So, yeah, this was an idea that we had. And what we're doing actually is this month, so today through the 28th of June, we're collecting people's reusable bags, clean ones. We're asking people to wash them before they go in. But any extras they have that are made of cloth or canvas, you know, the heavy-duty reusable bags, to take them to the library to donate to the bag library to be used later. So from June 3rd to the 28th, we're collecting those at the Kettleson Memorial Library.
Will they be cataloging these? That I tend to enjoy checking out the the Kloak conference bag for my shopping.
There's already some great ones that people have started donating through the Sitka Global Warming Group. But I'm excited because the grocery stores have really... they've really accepted this. They're really wanting to be cooperators on this. And so they will be responsible for for setting up some sort of system, some sort of signage that matches with their decor. They're really interested in trying to get more reusable bags used here in Sitka.
So it's nice that you have supermarket buy-in, and those supermarkets are?
Both AC Lakeside and C-Mart will be participating. So I think it'll be an opportunity for a lot of reusable bags to go in and out and in and out again.
And hopefully, maybe some of you that aren't in the habit of bringing that type of bag might start.
Yeah, I think what we were thinking is that this would make using reusable bags easy. It's easier to use them, easier to remember, and then more available to shoppers. So we're also kind of hoping that, you know, the person who maybe has only one reusable bag or is not used to it will come in, will have the opportunity to use them. And actually, anybody who doesn't have one, if they want to borrow one, take it home, and then bring it back the next time, that they'll be able to start using them.
That sounds terrific. A lot of folks do recycle the plastic bags. And I believe the library and the Whitey use those?
Yeah, there's lots of places that use the plastic bags, but I think there's literally hundreds of thousands that go out just in Sitka alone, and I can tell you that many are not getting reused or recycled here in Sitka. I mean, if you look around in the trees after a windstorm or in the waters if you're out fishing, there's nothing more depressing than being, you know, miles out to sea and finding a plastic bag or a plastic bottle floating along. So I think there's a good reason to switch over to something reusable.
And we were speaking off the air about how we couldn't quite pinpoint when Sitkins or people in the lower 48 sort of have adopted carrying a bag. Have you purchased a bag to go shopping with, or are they always found items for you?
You know, it's a little bit of both. We actually did purchase when they were selling those Costco, the big canvas bags over at C-Mart. We bought several, and We liked them for groceries because you could pack a lot in them, but then we also realized they were great for packing firewood. So admittedly, there's, you know, lots of uses for reusable bags.
It's really fun to find out what your go-to bag is after you have so many collected. And I'm sure there's lots of folks who have 10 bags and only use the same one for shopping. So again, where did they donate these bags?
It'll be at Kettleson Memorial Library. They'll have a can, I think, out in the front little foyer for people to donate those to. Or they can get a hold of me, too, as well.
Okay, and what's your contact information?
People can reach me at 747-2708.
And the rollout day for when we'll see them at the supermarket?
We're hoping for sometime in July. Since the grocery stores are helping us out with this, they're coming up with their own sort of library facility for the stores. So looking for them to build or do whatever they're going to do, and then also to make signage for it. So sometime in July.
Fantastic. And you look like you have some notes.
Yeah, that's all right. And, you know, I mean, the whole idea is to reduce and reuse on this one. I mean, there's reduce, reuse, recycle. By the time you get to recycling with the bags, because they're hard to recycle, you're much better off trying to get to that reduce and reuse. And so reusable bags really helps. And a lot of people, like you said, have extras. So why not donate the ones that you don't need and start using the ones that you do?
Well, that sounds great. Well, I look forward to seeing the reusable bag library at the supermarkets. Michelle, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.